Kyle Beach. So thank you for joining us, Rita. Come on in and say hi.
Tom Brewer has met with the descendants of Colonel Nixon and Mayor Phil Goff to discuss the fate of the statue at Great South Road. And in sports, veteran sportscaster Tame Terangi says the All Blacks will continue to develop despite the unbeaten record in world rugby. All this info
from the National Institute for Stroke and Applied Neurosciences at AUT University in Auckland. This week, if you didn't know, is actually Stroke Week, and it runs through to the 8th of October with a focus on high blood pressure as well. And of course, high blood pressure is the leading cause of stroke. It's called the silent killer for good reason. Māori and Pacifica people are more likely to have strokes. And so Rita's joining us to explain what some of the signs or symptoms are to look out for. And of course, general cordial pertaining to Māori and Pacifica to be aware of in regards to stroke. Rita Krishnamurthy is with us. Rita, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Nice to talk to you, and hello to all the listeners.
Thank you.
So in terms of stroke incidence in Māori and Pacific in New Zealand, we know that from the research studies that we've done here at our institute that they do have a higher incidence rate of stroke than New Zealand Europeans. And importantly, they also have strokes that are about a 15-year age younger than New Zealand Europeans. So those two statistics are obviously not very good. But it is Stroke Week, so it is a good chance to raise awareness about what stroke is and what the signs and symptoms of stroke are, and also how to prevent stroke, which I think is really the most important thing, message to get out there.
Are these disparities, Rita, are they genetically or ethnically driven, or is socioeconomic status also a contributing factor?
Those are all contributing factors, most likely. So genetics does play a part in having a higher risk of stroke, although there have been no studies done in New Zealand to actually really be able to evaluate why Māori and Pacific Island people have more strokes at a younger age. And that is some research that we are really fighting for funding to be able to do in New Zealand. The other risk factors that you mentioned, which are lifestyle risk factors, are definitely very important contributors for the higher rate of stroke in Māori and Pacific, namely high blood pressure. And the other two important risk factors are smoking and a high prevalence of diabetes. So those do contribute as well. Socioeconomic factors do play a part, because possibly access to medical care, adequate medical care, access to healthier foods, because we all know that fruits and vegetables in New Zealand are quite expensive. People tend to choose the cheaper options of the fast foods, which appear to be cheaper at the time, but have long-term terrible consequences. So you are right, all of those things do contribute to that sad statistics for stroke.
Thank you, Rita. I would hope that we are seeing a gradual improvement in the situation for tangata whenua. I say that because nowadays, with the improved medications that see us living longer, we would have cause to assume that the rates of stroke would have decreased. Have they in the past couple of decades?
In New Zealand, overall, the rates of stroke have decreased. They have decreased significantly in New Zealand Europeans, but when you look at ethnic groups separately, sadly, they have not decreased significantly in Māori and Pacific people. So there is the disparity, and that has remained over the last four decades of the studies that we've been doing here in New Zealand. And one of the contributing factors to that is the high prevalence of risk factors in Māori and Pacific. Smoking, for example, the prevalence of smoking in people with stroke is about 40% compared to about 12% in Europeans. So that's one statistic that has to change in order to see some improvement. Other statistics, like the prevalence of diabetes, is actually going up. So there is a lot of work that needs to be done in order to educate people about making lifestyle changes in order to reduce the risk of stroke for Māori and Pacifica people.
we have a tendency not to head to the doctors, especially Māori men, sadly, and Rita, you might understand some of the dynamics behind this too,
yes.
Tend to go to doctors, but only when they're very, very sick.
That's right.
They don't prioritise their own health. I know that's a sweeping generalisation, but that appears to be what we're witnessing with Māori men in their 50s anyway.
Yes.
And at that very age, that high blood pressure is the silent killer and the precursor to stroke. What needs to be done about it?
I think there needs to be a lot more support for people in the community, possibly support from community groups, from their GPs. What we're finding is even when people do go to their GPs and they're told they have, you know, X, Y, and Z risk factors, these people are then left to go home on their own, and they don't have any further support as to how to make those lifestyle changes. I think that support needs to come in. How that's going to happen is really up to policymakers in this country. Definitely needs to be funded better, because people do not link a lot of these risk factors to stroke. The awareness about what stroke is and what causes stroke in New Zealand is actually quite low. So that needs to happen as well. There needs to be an increase in awareness. So yes, and a lot of people don't recognize that a stroke happens in the brain, and it is due to a loss of blood supply in the brain. So those types of educational information, I think, need to be maybe tailored, translated in the languages that people understand. Those sorts of things all need to happen in order to increase the awareness and make people realize that they need to access medical services more regularly and keep their health in check.
Well, thank you for reminding us of our roles here that we each have in identifying stroke and the risks it poses to ourselves and our loved ones.
Absolutely.
Need not happen, and lifestyle changes are needed if you have a high risk factor of stroke, if you're carrying some weight, if you're smoking, if you're inactive. All of these are contributing to what is an unacceptably high level of stroke in our own people, and really it is ourselves that have the key to changing those stats as well. Thank you very much to Rita Krishnamurthy, who has joined us from the National Institute for Stroke and Applied Neurosciences at AUT. Thank you, Rita.
You're most welcome.
Nice to talk with you.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.